Coming up next on In Focus, yesterday I had the opportunity to take a trip out to the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter over on Levy Drive here in Manhattan. Got to take the full tour of the shelter. First time I've actually been out there and seen the entire building. And I got the nice tour from Brandon Sokol, one of the animal control officers out there. We also spoke with Shelby Smith, who recently started at the shelter as an animal control officer himself. And we're going to hear from both of them coming up next. So this is the first time I've actually toured the facility. Brandon, you have a nice facility here.
Yeah, thank you. We're pretty proud of it. We work hard to keep everybody healthy and all the kennels clean and presentable for the public.
Shelby Smith joins us here as well. Shelby, tell me a little bit more about what you do here.
Well, my role is I come in here in the morning at 8 o'clock, make sure all the doors are unlocked, make sure everybody's still here and happy and healthy. Then I call the Riley County dispatchers, and I tell them, hey, I'm here. What calls do you guys have for me? Most of the time they end up saying, oh, we only have a couple, or we don't have any at all. And then we follow up with the previous night's calls that we had to make sure everything gets followed up with. So make sure everything is taken care of in the community, make sure everybody's happy with our services that we provide for them.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Shelby's been doing a really good job at that, getting in here, getting everything open, responding to those first sets of calls, and, you know, the following up with things that came overnight. You know, we get a lot of barking complaints maybe that came in overnight. We follow up with those. Animal welfare checks, you know, we really enjoy doing those types of things, making sure, you know, animals are taken care of properly. You know, we can only respond to the things that are reported to us, so we encourage everybody, you know, if you see something you're curious or concerned about, just call RC County PD, let them know. We have no problem following up on that, you know, even if it doesn't lead to anything and the animal's totally fine. It's good for us to check in and make sure that that's the case, and, you know, sometimes it's not, and then it's, you know, we're pretty grateful to be able to help out in those situations.
And it looks like, just kind of looking at some numbers from last year as far as the animal related calls, went on about 1400, protecting about 20,000 miles here in Manhattan and Riley County. That's incredible.
Yeah, and that's actually less than previous years. You know, COVID's been hard on everybody, and everyone's, you know, kind of in the city's been asked to kind of cut back on things that they can. So we have had to in 2020 kind of step back on a little things, but now 2021, you know, things are kind of getting back to normal. We are trying to up those services, you know, and make sure we're responding to everything, of course, but also doing park patrols, school patrol. We like to get out and make sure that we're out and available in town while kids are going to school and getting out of school, so that if there were to be a loose dog or something that's potentially dangerous, we are available and hopefully close to one of those, to wherever that's happening.
I imagine you guys have to probably be on call quite a bit, 24/7 almost.
Yeah, we are a 24-hour service. We rotate that, so we do weeks at a time.
Yeah, so right now I'm week on, week off type schedule. He's on for a week, I'm off for a week. So.
Yeah. And it's hard to say, you know, you might go a whole week without any calls, and then you get one day where you might have five bats in a house after one after another, plus, you know, if someone's trying to, you know, take a dog at the animal shelter, or we got an aggressive loose dog. I mean, those are high priorities for us. You know, we are down to just emergencies only for those call outs. So, you know, stray dogs, we don't typically go out for those unless it's something that's immediate threat to the public. You know, if the dog's on a highway, we could, you know, potentially cause a bad accident, or if the dog is acting vicious, we certainly get out for those types of things.
And you go out for a lot of different things in the community too. You educate people on certain things, wildlife.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, while we were doing that tour, somebody called in with a potentially an injured buzzard. So that's something that we could respond to, and we would. It sounds like the person called back and went ahead and got the animal and was going to take it to Milford Wildlife to be evaluated. So, I mean, that helps out us out quite a bit, but you know, injured wildlife is something that we would still go for. Most of the time, wildlife calls, yeah, we do go towards educating, try to, you know, help people with preventing animals, wildlife becoming a nuisance. You know, the Humane Society of the United States website is an excellent resource for people that are having issues with wildlife. They've got a lot of different links for, you know, how to deter them, what to do once the animal's there, you know, ethical and humane ways of, you know, getting the animal removed, that kind of thing. So yeah, HSUS website is excellent for those types of things.
Let's talk a little bit about the shelter itself here, and kind of what you guys are seeing in terms of animals here in the shelter, and Didn't look like it's that full, but I don't know what it's normally like here either.
Yeah, yeah. So right now we're at 57 animals today, you know, and so that's going to change over the day. We've got some adoptions going on, but we'll also intake some animals as well. We've got kitten season, our first spike in the spring of kittens coming up. So we're anticipating having that number probably double here over the next couple months. Last year, you know, the peak of kitten season, I think we were, you know, over 120 animals. You know, kittens, they go pretty fast. We have a lot of really nice adult cats. We got puppies. You know, we've got all kinds of assortments of the cats and dogs. So, I mean, if you're really interested in seeing what we've got, we have a great selection and photos and profiles on petfinder.com. And one of those top tabs says, you know, shelters and rescues. And you can search for us by our area codes or just the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter specifically.
All right. And very well taken care of here. You know, I can tell just as an observer here, each of these animals treated with care and with love, and just looking for their next forever home.
Oh, absolutely. And we have our favorites we get attached to. You kind of have to have, you know, your walls and not get too attached. I don't know. There's some of us employees that end up with maybe too many animals, but it's just kind of bound to happen when you're taking care of them. You fall in love with them. But yeah, I appreciate that. I do believe that everybody here is taken care of very well, and, you know, given the best life while they're in the shelter. You know, it's like we like to say this is the second best place for an animal to be, you know, compared to being in a home. We have no problem accommodating that animal until they're ready to find that forever home.
Yeah, we get the animals that we have no idea what their background was, like, for example, we had a puppy come on here. His name is Meatball, and he's still here at the moment. When he first came in, he was very hard to handle, and he didn't like people, and it took him forever to warm up to people. But once he did, now he's one of my most loved dogs that's in here right now. He just loves to hang out with people, and then I'll say right now he's still here at the moment, and he's just an awesome dog to have. But we have, like we said, we don't have any idea what their background was. And we try to give them the best possible time that they can have here until they get into put in their forever home.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like animals actually enjoy it. You know, it's almost like summer camp. Like, you come in and they get, you know, fed multiple times a day. People are coming in and interacting with them. They get lots of treats. They get to go out and hang out with other dogs. You know, sometimes we have dogs up front hanging out, so they get a little bit more spotlight, you know. We do have a couple animals that almost are enjoying it too much. So, but that's good. You know, we would prefer it that way. It's like, you know, Meatball. Yeah, he was, I wouldn't say aggressive, but just very scared when he came in. And, you know, it was, I think Shelby was one of the first people to have a breakthrough with him. And I walked in and Shelby had him in the office and he's laying on his lap. I was like, wait, is this a different dog? He's like, oh, no, this is Meatball. And I was like, well, sure acts like a different dog. So that was pretty fun to see him come around. We enjoy those types of stories for sure.
Very cool. Well, I know we were on the tour here, you're talking a little bit about, the importance of microchipping, and we're getting into the warmer months here. Animals are probably going to be out more.
Absolutely.
This is probably of utmost importance right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, having identification on your animal is key. You know, a collar could fall off, tags, you know, they get worn out, that kind of thing. That microchip's permanent identification. It's also very important to keep that information updated. You know, it's like you move or change phone number, you know, save that microchip information so you can call them and get that changed. If you don't have that information, but maybe you have the microchip number, you can look up a pet microchip
microchip lookup tool,
microchip lookup, yeah, on Google. You can type in the number, they'll actually give you the number and the manufacturer of that chip so you can call and make those changes. If you don't have the number, you're more than welcome to bring your animal down to the shelter. We can scan them and get you that number for the proper microchip company. We do microchipping here. It's $40 per animal. Takes us a couple minutes. It's pretty much painless. You know, most dogs and cats don't even notice when we do it. We get it done pretty fast. You get the registering with that fee as well. So yeah, if you're curious about it or interested, give us a call, set an appointment. We can get you in. We get that microchip done pretty quick. And you know, that's a key tool we use for getting animals back to people, especially in the field.
Yeah,
we both carry microchip scanners in our car.
It helps us tremendously get people back with their animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
As quickly as possible.
So. We have our tablets we carry around. We got that microchip scanner. So we get a stray dog, we scan it. It's got a number. Type it in the laptop or the iPad. Find the owner's information. We'll give you a call, you know, while we're out there and trying to get your dog or cat home to you before impounding it at the shelter, you know. But even if it comes here, I mean, I want people to feel, you know, comfortable that their animal will be safe once it gets here.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there anything else I haven't asked that you want to make sure to get out to the public here today?
You know, I think we covered quite a bit. I appreciate your time, Brandon, and giving us the opportunity to kind of talk about what we're doing here.
Yeah, I enjoyed time being on the radio with you. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Shelby's new for us, but he's doing a great job.
Yeah, I started here in November, so.
What do you think about the job, Shelby?
I enjoy it a whole lot. I enjoy animals a whole. I'm a dog person myself, so whenever I get to interact with them, I enjoy it. I say I try to get a dog as happy as possible and be able to trust people again is a really nice thing to be able to have.
Yeah. Are you from the Manhattan area?
I'm actually from Southeast Kansas.
Okay.
I came up here for school and graduated from K-State with a park management and conservation degree. I started at the parks department here in town, then came over here and decided to give these guys a hand. So,
all right.
Shelby's very knowledgeable. I mean, we get a lot of good information from him, and I think he does a great job interacting with the public and educating them on things that they need.
Like the main question I've had a whole lot of people ask is, if they find a nest of baby bunnies, and they're like, oh, do we need to move them? That's one of those things of, like, growing up in Southeast Kansas, I was an outdoorsman a whole lot. And it's one of those things that people ask, are like, oh, should we move them? No, don't move them. Don't touch them. If you see any wildlife in a certain, like, area to where it's, like, if it's in a bush or anything like that, just leave it there. Mom's not too far from them.
Especially those bunnies, you know, the mom tends to stay away from them during the day, so she doesn't want to attract predators, you know, and then, you know, we get people to say, well, I haven't seen mom. Well,
mom's around.
She's around.
She can see you, but you can't see her. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, people that, you know, if you encounter something like that and you want to call and find out or maybe get some better information or more information, give us a call. We have no problem doing that.
Yep.
All right, what's your phone number here?
The phone number for the animal shelter is 785-587-2783. You can also get in touch with Animal Control by calling the Riley County Non-Emergency Line, 785-537-2112. That's extension 0.
All right, very good. Brandon Sokol, Shelby Smith, our guests here from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, Animal Control Officers. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Brandon.